Fundraising for the expensive battle over a corporate tax measure on the November ballot has started to pick up, with supporters last week reporting $1.5 million in donations by two public employee unions. On Friday, the Service Employees International Union and the Oregon Education Association each gave $750,000 to a newly formed campaign committee backing Measure 97. That brings the total raised by supporters to more than $2 million. According to state campaign finance records for the campaign's various political action committees. So far, the campaigns have not reported spending any of the latest contributions. Meanwhile, the campaign to defeat Measure 97 reported raising $5.5 million by the end of July, with some of the largest donations from automobile dealers, Phillips 66 Oil Company, and Cambia Health Solutions. If supporters and opponents raise amounts similar to at least one previous Oregon ballot fight, the combined total could reach $30 million. Measure 97, previously known as Initiative Petition 28, would charge certain C corporations a 2.5% tax on gross annual sales in Oregon above $25 million. That rate would be higher than in any of the five other states that impose what is known as a gross receipt tax. Supporters of the measure say it would require the legislature to spend more money on early childhood and K-12 education, healthcare, and senior services. However, last week a lawyer for the legislature issued an opinion that lawmakers could spend the money as they please simply by passing routine budget bills. To hear more about Measure 97, you can head over to kboo.fm/archives, where our reporter Ray Bodwell interviewed Otto Schell, Juan Carlos Ordonez, and John Taponia on the issues. For KBOO News, I'm Jemani Ward-Lewis.